We're speaking with Sharon Ferraro, who's the Historic Preservation Coordinator for the City of Kalamazoo. Sharon, thanks for taking time to speak with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
The city is going to be holding a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday, April 1st at 6 o'clock to let people know about the Edison Historic Survey that's going to be conducted this spring. What exactly is that survey?
Well, we had planned, probably for the past 4 or 5 years, we've been trying to get around to doing another historic survey like the one we completed in 2001 that would cover the whole city. And we were offered a grant from the State Historic Preservation Office to cover the cost of having a qualified consultant actually do one entire neighborhood for us. So while we are still pursuing the larger survey of the entire city, all 24,000 buildings, we are having the Kramer Design Group out of Detroit do the survey just of the Edison neighborhood.
And what is the purpose of the survey? What will the information be used for?
It's kind of just, if you think of it as an inventory, you're really right on the money. Because before you can really make plans about a lot of different things, you need to know what you've already got. So, for example, if there's a few places in the Edison neighborhood where there are still these wonderful old stone-lined gutters, okay? And if we were doing a repaving project with the city, if they were still working properly, it'd be cool to keep the old stone-lined gutters or to document the boulevards that we have in the Edison neighborhood as a unique feature of that neighborhood. And then, of course, the houses, because there are over 3,000 homes in Edison, and they all relate to each other, and they relate to the history of the neighborhood. So this inventory will be a tool that will allow us to do some decision-making, take that into account when we're talking about things like road widening, new construction, just about anything that we do in the city would be able to take into account the historic buildings as well.
Why was Edison chosen to be the neighborhood that the consultant is going to be doing?
We chose that because we wanted one of the community development block grant neighborhoods, so one of the low to moderate income neighborhoods in the city. And so it was between Northside and Eastside and Edison. And the State Preservation Office, since they were the ones giving us the money, they really wanted to do Edison because it's still a very, very intact community. It has its commercial sections. It's got two schools still. It's got active churches and congregations. And, of course, it's got all the homes and businesses and everything else in there. And the north side has lost an awful lot, as has the east side. So they were kind of looking for a neighborhood that had all of those pieces still in place so that they could, you know, document it. So that was a choice that the State Preservation Office made. We recommended neighborhoods, and that was the one that they chose.
What will people in Edison see when the survey is underway?
They will be seeing one of two things. They will either be seeing pairs of people walking on the sidewalk, on the public right-of-way, maybe in the street if they need to, taking photographs of all of the buildings. They're probably taking 2 to 3 photographs of each house from the public right-of-way. They have actually, and the team has actually done a really good job of doing it from a car as well. So you might also see a car moving slowly down the, down the street, taking pictures of the houses and the buildings as they go. So it'd be one of those two. I know that on the main streets where you don't really want a slow-moving car, like on Portage or Washington or some of the other, you know, more active streets, so those will all be done on foot. But the side streets and where most of the houses are, they may be doing those from a car because it's just a lot faster.
And how does this Edison survey fit in with the overall citywide project, the inventory Kalamazoo 2022?
It's pretty much a part of the same project. The only difference is that the contractors, the Kramer Design Group, they're the ones who will be doing all the writing and all the compiling of the information. And then we will be doing it for the rest of the city with the assistance of our information technology department.
And I understand the city is actually looking for volunteers to help with this. What will the volunteers do?
Yep. And that would be outside of the Edison neighborhood because we've hired the pros for that one. But outside of the Edison neighborhood, we are looking for people who have a smartphone that can download an app that we're using to survey the entire city. It's a free app, and then we've got instructions on how to do it. And what we need people to do is literally take a couple hours, get an assignment, take a couple hours, walk down the street, take pictures of your neighbor's houses, or maybe go visit another neighborhood you're not as familiar with and just take pictures of the houses. And then all that's uploaded into the cloud, and then we analyze it later.
Do you anticipate any, you know, sort of privacy concerns that came up, you know, when Google Street View came around and you know, they sent their cars around to photograph everyone's
street? And I just learned that you can actually cloud your own house in Google Earth. If our policy is this, and that is that if a property owner comes out of the house when our surveyors are there and says, please do not take a picture of my house, we don't. We stay on the public right of way. But keep in mind, too, that the city already has photographs of just about every house in the city, some of them over 20 years old, that have been taken for the assessor's programs and for other reasons all over the place. So our teams are staying absolutely in the public right of way or in the street. They're going to be on the sidewalk of the street. They are not stepping onto private property at all. If they can't get a picture of it from the street, they're not going to take a picture of it at all. So we're very much trying to respect people's privacy.
And just to be clear, this is documenting all the buildings in the city, not just those considered quote-unquote historic?
Oh, absolutely. We are doing the new buildings at Graphics Packaging. We are taking pictures of some of the new dorms at Western. We are taking pictures of the State Hospital Water Tower and the Gate Cottage. Yeah, we're taking pictures of pretty much everything. The last survey we did between 1999 and 2001 did not take pictures of everything. We just took pictures of buildings that were more than 40 years old. The definition of an old building or a historic building is 50 years or more. And we thought that if we took them at 40 years old, then we would have a survey that would be good for another 10 years. So we're taking pictures of everything this time. And then we will need to update, but we will just need to update a few buildings because the city records will tell us when buildings have come down and what new buildings have gone up. So we can just go and fill in with the changes that have happened in the last 10 years when we do our next survey around 2030.
Would you say that this, you know, the earlier survey and this new one and those that might be done in the future are, you know, an important, you know, historical document?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was just reading about a town in New Jersey that during the Depression, they had been part of a federal project to photograph every single building in the city, and they just found those prints again, and they're just absolutely ecstatic. So, you know, it's not going to be quite that profound. But they are a very useful tool because I know that in my work, when someone calls me up and they say, I'm curious about this address or I need to know whether this can happen here or not, it is so helpful for me to be able to pull up a photograph of the house or of the building and be able to tell people, okay, that fence is fine. It's a little too close to the sidewalk or, just whatever the question is, it makes it a lot easier to answer without necessarily having to go out and look at the house or look at the building individually. We can answer questions for people. So in a way, it can make us more efficient in terms of how the city staff that deal with, you know, with building and zoning issues, how we use our time, because we'll have up-to-date photographs to use to work with. We are absolutely taking volunteers. Take a few minutes and go to the Imagine Kalamazoo part of the city's webpage and take a look at the projects page is the Inventory Kalamazoo 2022 page. And if you'd like to volunteer, we'd love to have more people volunteer. It's perfect weather, perfect time to go out and take these pictures of the houses before the leaves are out on the trees and a lot of details are obscured. So we'd love to have some more volunteers.